But there were many places around the area, and Jesus was born specifically in Bethlehem. And just like there are many cities and towns and villages in the Lakes region, for example, we're here in Laconia right now. And Jesus wants to be Lord of every area of his life, just like he wanted to be Lord of all of the cities around Bethlehem, not just Bethlehem, but every area around Bethlehem. So take a moment with me. Think of, what are some areas in your life that you need to let Jesus be Lord of? Maybe it's wondering, how am I going to pay that credit card bill in January? I think I may have overspent this Christmas. Maybe it's thinking, you know, I got this doctor's report lately, just recently, and I don't know what I'm going to do to move forward. Maybe there's an appointment coming up that you're nervous about. Let Jesus be Lord of that. Because there's no other name that's higher than the name of Jesus. Amen. No other name that is higher than Jesus' name. So I want to submit, name the areas in your life that you need to completely surrender to him. Because we think we can manage our lives pretty well sometimes, huh? We've got stuff under control. We've got things locked down, tightened in place. But Jesus says, I want to be Lord of even the areas that you think you've got a hold on. Because how much better could your life be if Jesus is Lord over every single area? Point number two. So don't let Jesus just come alive in you completely, but let Jesus' light shine in you and through you. Let Jesus' light shine in and through you. What do you mean by that? Jesus' light is like, he's like the light of the world. That's what the Bible says, right? Yeah, let's take a look at that. The second part of this passage in Luke 2:11. That we just read, the first part says, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. And then it goes on to say, who is Christ the Lord? It's not asking a question, who is Christ the Lord? No, he's saying the Savior, and he is Christ the Lord. Jesus is Lord. Tell your neighbor this now. Tell him this, Jesus is Lord. And Jesus wants his light to shine in you and through you. See, John 8:12, Jesus says, I am the light of the world. There's a lot of things that Jesus says. He says, I am the bread of life. I am the good shepherd. But he goes on to say, here, I am the light of the world. There's many people that are living in the world that say, hey, if you want to have a better life, come talk to me. I can show you the way. That's kind of like the premise of infomercials, isn't it? You can have a better life. 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock in the morning, if you're not working, you should be sleeping. What a terrible time to make a decision about buying something that will make your life better. Unless the Lord actually shows up and says, okay, I want to make your life better. But see, here's what I mean by this. Let Jesus' light shine in you and through you. Now, I didn't tell Jackson I was going to do this. I went up to his bedroom before we left, and I grabbed a light bulb out of his fan to make sure I put this back up. Now, this light bulb here, when I plug it in and turn on, what happens? It lights up, right, exactly. Now, as I was thinking about this and kind of praying through this point where it says, let Jesus' light shine in you and through you, there is a little bit of a housing that goes around the filament, isn't there? There's light that shines inside of this glass, right? You hear that? So there's light that shines in here, but the light isn't contained by this glass, is it? What happens? It shines through the glass, doesn't it? See, I really believe that when Jesus comes to live inside of us, many of us are ashamed or we're scared or we don't know quite what to say when confronted with the question, hey, are you a Christian? Some of us may go, yeah. Some of you might be like, yes, I'm a Christian. And it depends on your personality, which is fine, but the point is when Jesus comes to live inside of us, he doesn't just want to change and light up what's on the inside, but he wants to shine through you as well. See, because if I just plug this light in, I screwed it into the light fixture where it came from, and I flip the switch, but it's black all around here, how much light's going to come through? Not very much. But see, I think there's things in our lives that Jesus wants to light up on the inside of us. Things that we need to surrender to him. Maybe habits that you've been trying to lay down. Let Jesus shine his light on those habits. Maybe you've been trying to say, you know what, Lord? I just want to do better with my mouth. That's a good goal, isn't it? I had a friend one time. He said, you know, he said, before I came to the Lord, he said, I used to talk like a sailor. And I'm like, no way. He was like the most gentle, quiet, mild-mannered man you'd ever want to meet. And when he told me this, I was like, no way, Enrique, I don't believe that. And he said, oh, yeah. And his wife said, uh-huh, he was bad. It was like, he would drop this and drop that and drop this and drop that. He said, I just want to clean up my mouth. And the Lord began to work a miracle in his life. He began to change what was on the inside. He began to light up what was on the inside. And what happened on the outside was a result of what was happening on the inside. Friends, I want to submit to you today that Jesus wants to light up some areas in our life as we surrender completely to him, that we might not know that we need to submit to him so he can shine more brightly through us. Because if there's stuff that's dimming the light that's going to come out, this light bulb isn't going to be able to do its job effectively, will it?
It's useless.
But can you imagine if it's as clear as this is here, guess how much light's going to come out? All of it. It's going to light up the whole room. So I want to submit to us, don't just let Jesus' light shine, but let his light shine in you and through you. Because there are people that we are going to encounter, especially during the holiday season, who are going to need to experience the light of Jesus' life. Now, as I began thinking about this a little bit more, I found myself thinking, you know, when you turn a light on, not only does it light up a room, not only is there in and out and light that comes through, but what else happens when you turn on a light? It generates heat, doesn't it? Some lights generate more heat than others. Now, if I was to go up to, let's see, this light up here, maybe over here so I don't feed back too much. If I were to go up over here, I can feel some light come out. I can feel some heat come out of here. Now, I know technology is changing. We just, you know, we've been redoing our basement, and I put up a bunch of LED lights on the ceiling, which is really nice, and I put my hand up there, and it doesn't really feel very warm. But when I turn a light like this on, and I put my hand around it, I began to feel some heat. Some lights are so bright that manufacturers put them inside of things called stoves, and you can cook with them. It's called electric stoves, right? You put your hand on an electric stove, it'll have the same effect as putting your hand over a fire stove, won't it? You get your hand burned. See, I really think the more we let Jesus' light shine in us and through us, there's a warmth that we will experience that comes from our life because of the work that Jesus is doing in us and that we are releasing through us. I can't tell you how many times I've met people that come through the doors of our building. And they say, you know, I just feel loved here. I feel, you guys are so friendly. You guys are nice. That's great feedback for a pastor to hear. When you hear people say, your church of people, they're nice. That's like, good. Because I've met some church people that are kind of nasty. Don't raise your hand. Don't go there. I've met some of those people too. But see, when Jesus lives inside of us, there's a work that's happening inside that should work through us. And people feel the love of God. They might not know how to describe it. They may say something like this. You just have a really good energy. But we know what that is. That's the love of God being communicated through our lives. I used to have people tell me all the time when I was bivocational. They said, Tim, you just got a really good energy. And I thought, I know what that is. And I said, well, let me tell you what that energy is. And they said, what is it? It's Jesus. It's Jesus.
Praise him.
So as we come to the conclusion of the message, we're about to do something in just a few moments. So we're going to... I know many of us have received candles. Kids, we've got glow sticks. If you need a candle, adults, the candles with the fire are for adults. The glow sticks without the fire are for the kids. And I want to ask you to be really careful. We're going to dim all the lights in the room. If you need a candle or a glow stick, go ahead and hold your hand up. We'll make sure we get one in your hands in just a moment here. And you'll notice, we're not going to light up quite yet. But you'll notice that some of the glow sticks are different colors. Now, last year we had glow sticks for the kids that were all white, but this year we got the glow sticks and they're all colored. And at first I was like, man, I kind of want all white ones. It's kind of cool. But then I heard the Lord say this. You're not all the same, are you? And I thought, oh man, that'll really preach. I was actually with Pastor Greg, and I mentioned that to him. I said, hey, I said, this is really, I said, we're not all the same, are we? Nope. None of us are the same. We're all different. Go ahead and bring the lights down. As the candles are being passed out, and as the glow sticks are being passed out, the kids, we can go ahead and shut all these house lights off. Is someone, would my son mind getting the two light switches in the lobby as well? Because it's supposed to be as dark as we can. Almost. Hey, there we go. Don't crack your eyes yet, kids. I'll shut my iPad off.
Dad, what about the live stream?
It's okay. Just let it go. And so, Jesus is the light of the world. We just read a few moments ago. And he has come into our world to change us, to win us back to him. What I'm going to do is I'm going to come over here to the Christ candle. And I'm going to light this candle. There you go. Good job. But there is a light. The Word of God says that the light, Jesus, came into the world. And when light comes in, darkness is dispelled. In a moment, we're going to begin lighting candles. And as you're passing light from person to person, what I'd like to invite you to do is tell them this. We'll be singing Silent Night after you've done lighting candles. Tell them this. Jesus came to light your life. And as the flame begins to make its way around, Jesus came to light. As the candles come around, kids, go ahead and crack your clothes if it comes your way.
Thank you.
sing about him tonight, for us talk about him tonight. I just want to ask if we can just all take a few moments, and I just want to ask, will you just pray this prayer with me? Father God, I come to you in Jesus' name. And Jesus, I invite you into my life. I invite your peace and your joy, your love and your hope to fill me to overflowing. I thank you for forgiving me for all my past, all my successes and failures. I give it all to you now to have you in my life. So Jesus, light up my life, my entire life. And shine through me.
Shine through me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
I just want to say, if you just prayed that prayer for the first time, you just call Jesus the Lord of your life. It's the best decision that you can ever make. Maybe you prayed that prayer, maybe you've been not walking with the Lord, and you've been thinking, I need to make some steps to come back to the Lord. Welcome home. It's the best decision ever. Those of us who are Christians, I think, would all say amen.
Amen. Amen.
So with that being said, notice how bright the room is now. It was dark a few moments ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But just like these candles light the room, just like Jesus lights our life, he brings light into the darkness, and the darkness is dispelled. So let me ask this. I'm going to ask, if you just prayed that prayer, I'm going to ask you, just hold your candle up. You just made Jesus Lord of your life for the first time. Go hold the candle up. You just made Jesus Lord of your life. Amen. Thank you. Welcome to the family. Anybody else? Thank you. Now, was your candle held high? Now, let me ask you this. How many believers have been a Christian? How many people here have been a Christian for one, brand new today, from 1 to 5 years? Hold your candle up. You've been a Christian for less than 5 years. Oh, look at that. Yeah, that's great. Now, I'd like to ask you to extinguish your candle. How many of us here today have been a Christian for 6 to 10 years? 6 to 10 years. Hold your candle high. Or close it.
Amen.
Wonderful. I ask you to extinguish your candle. How many are here this evening and you've been a Christian for 11 to 20 years? 11 to 20 years. Wow, look at that. Wonderful. I'm going to ask you to extinguish your candle.
There you go.
All the 11 to 20 year olds. If you've been a Christian for 21 to 30 years, hold your candle up. 21 to 30 years. Hold that candle up. Wonderful. I'm going to ask you to extinguish your candle. All the 20 somethings. If you've been a Christian for 31 to 40 years, I'm going to ask you to hold your candle up. 31 to 40 years. Wonderful. Look at that. Wonderful. I'm going to ask you to extinguish your candle. If you've been a Christian from 41 to 50 years.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Wonderful. Look at that.
Woo!
Praise the Lord. I'm going to ask you to extinguish your candle. Been a Christian over 50 years, 51 years or more. Hold your candle. Look at that!
Hey. Woo!
Woo! Wonderful. I'm going to ask you to extinguish your candle. So let me ask, you guys who have been Christians now, let's go ahead and bring the lights back up. You guys who have been Christians over 50 years, how many years? Go ahead and just count up one by one. How many years?
56.
52.
55.
55. 56. 56.
Amen.
Who else?
76.
76. Wow.
76 years.
I can learn some things from people who've been Christians in 76 years. I think we all good, amen. Well, I'm going to advise you to stand with me. We're about to come to a conclusion. We can go ahead and bring the mic back up now. Before we leave tonight, before we sing our last song of the evening, typically, this is not a night that we receive an offering, but there are many people that came in and said, hey, we're receiving an offering tonight, I need to give. We've been in a capital campaign, and we've asked the church to pray and ask what the Holy Spirit will lead you to give. If you're brand new to Laconia Foursquare, you may have driven downtown and see a sign on a on the old Goodwill building that says future home of Laconia Fort Worth Church. That's us! And so we are in the process of we're about 95% there of getting quotes, but we've been saying, Lord, what would you have us give? We do have a basket in the back right there by MK. You can just, she's under the clock right over there. If you do have a gift you'd like to give, I'd like to invite you to just place it in the basket as you need. Also, if you fill out a Connect card, and this is your first time with us, you can take a moment and put that in the plate as well. Well, before we go this evening, I'm going to go ahead and just declare a benediction over you, and then we're going to sing the closing song together. And while we're doing that, let me have, I know MK, you're back there in the back. Actually, you know what, Dave, can I ask you to kind of just be back on the plate? I'm going to ask the staff and the families to come on up with me. There we go. There he is. Where's Charlie? There he is. So what I want to do is I just want to pronounce a blessing over you guys. We're going to sing, I'd like us as a staff to sing We Wish You Merry Christmas over you. And then we're going to sing a song as we go. Jason, what are we singing as we leave tonight? Oh, nice. Awesome. So let me ask you to just stretch your hands this way. And I just want to declare a Christmas blessing over you tonight. Lord, I just want to say thank you. As we have gathered here in this place, Lord, we know, we say it, we think it, we hear other people say that Jesus is the reason for the season. But we, Lord, we know it is so true, and it is so much larger than that. For the work that you've done in our lives, Lord, we say thank you. For the light that shines in our lives and through us, we say thank you. So, Lord, as we go from this place tonight, I thank you, Lord, that your word says that we are the head and not the tail. Church, I declare that you are above and not beneath, that you are blessed and not cursed, and whatever you set your hands to prospers in Jesus' name. Amen. If you receive that tonight, would you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Okay, help me out.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Good tidings
we bring to you and your kin. Good tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hey!
No.
Oh, what a joy to the world.